Welcome back. This is our business to business segment. As a certified financial planner, my job is really to put that best team in place for our clients. I'm in studio with a great team here. And Steve Gibbs, he's an estate planning attorney. And then we also have the president of AE Life Insurance Division, Jim Bowman. And we're going to talk this segment about IRAs and some of the tax problems that might come into effect with the Trump law that it hasn't passed yet, but this is the proposed stuff. I know as you talk about IRAs, what we want to do is talk about a stretch IRA. And everybody knows and heard about stretch IRAs. That's when, you know, you pass away and you're if it goes to your spouse, you're good there. But when it goes to anybody other than a spouse, right now they're able to spread it out based on their age. That's called a stretch IRA. But one of the proposed laws, Steve and Jim, is that they want to make it where it's a five-year payout or lump sum.
Right, and that's going to be major. There's been a lot of what we call IRA trusts or beneficiary trusts done over the last 10 years.
Yeah.
And reason being is because of some rulings, a Supreme Court ruling on IRA trusts and inherited IRAs. Okay, so if the stretch IRA thing, you know, changes, then that's going to basically harpoon that strategy, and people would need to have their estate plan looked at because of the, if you're making your trust a beneficiary and you got all this language in your trust about, you know, stretch IRA, conduit trust, whatever you want to call it, you guys, you want to look at that. And so that's one issue. And I think the other one is just the tax impact of what you guys are going to talk about a little bit, probably in terms of eliminating the stretch IRA.
Yeah, Jim, I know you do a lot of your, obviously you're president of AE Life Division, and you see about 1,000 advisors that come in to, you know, for your support, and you hear stories all the time. And, you know, an IRA is something that, yes, you get that tax deduction now, but if they do change that law where you have to take it out over 5 years, and sometimes if you have an IRA, Jim, if you're living on that IRA minimum distribution at 70.5, that's one story. But if you're not, there's things that you can do with that money.
Well, especially business owners, typically they're throwing the money, you know, and I mean it, they're just throwing it into the qualified or 401k, but they don't think about it. And then they get the realization, I've got this, you know, huge, actually tax time bomb. Because that money's all going to get income taxed. And if you have an estate tax, it's just compounding off over that. So one of the things that, and Alpha, you've done this with your clients, is kind of take a holistic approach. What is that asset going to be best utilized for? Not just for to pay taxes. Hopefully you're not using it just to pay taxes, but how can we maximize and leverage that for the next generation, for the grandchildren? How do you do that? And that's typically a powerful combination of insurance products and investment products, where you get them to work hand in hand to deal with the tax liability that this asset, which is great to have, but all of a sudden you're looking at $1 million and it's really only $600,000 because $400,000 going to taxes.
And Jim, just to mention, we talked about liquidity. You know, if you're dealing with an IRA or another qualified account, then you might have, as a business owner, you don't really get much help there, right, in terms of liquidity. So you've got some of these other products that you're mentioning, life insurance, that can offer some more liquidity and protection that way.
Not only that, Jim, you talked about, you know, you have, let's say you have two children and you want that IRA to go to your two children, but parents have,
so if you have that situation, two children, $1 million, you actually really have a third child
that you love more.
And you love the child more in the form of cash because, you know, you take that $1 million scenario, $400,000 is going to go to Uncle Sam, and the two children are going to split $600, so they're getting $300,000 each. And when I share that story with anybody, they get pretty upset because the last thing people want to do is pay more to Uncle Sam than they leave to their children or grandchildren.
Like they say in Alabama, that dog don't hunt. So if you want to know about how to reduce the taxes on that IRA, this is something that you really need to do because, you know, you're a business owner, you worked hard for your money, and you continue working hard for your money. But there's some strategies that we can do here at the Advantage Retirement Group that can show you how to reduce your taxes and give you some taxable savings down the road. So if you'd like to know about that, give us a call at 239-561-1155. That's 239-561-1155, or go to savingtheinvestor.com.